All right, so we're gonna jump right in, and what my hope is based on what you guys just shared. I'll try to remember all of those things as we're going through this, but I came upon this a while back, the six strands of PE, and there is a link to this at the end, and I don't know if it's in your handouts. You may want to take a picture of that on the screen when it comes up, but this isn't even a book. It isn't even like an actual website. I don't even know where it came from because it's a PDF file, and I couldn't even find out what the original source was. However, I loved this when I put it in perspective of PE in our homeschool. So basically, we're going to go through, and I loved this picture too, because if you look underneath of it, it says things like big jumps and coordination and spirit and tricks and building muscles. I think a lot of times where we get stuck in ruts with our PE is that we're not thinking outside of the box enough. And that's hard. That's a really hard thing because a lot of times, even when you're reporting to your counties or your states and things like that, there might be specific expectations. And if you've had kids in school, like my kids were in school, I pulled them out. You know, it's a sport. That's what PE is. But there's so, so much more to it. So when I happened upon this and I read about it and started incorporating this into our PE for homeschool, it kind of opened my mind up a little bit to, wow, there's so much I'm already doing and I don't need to stress myself out about making more. Because let's face it, do any of us have time to like make more? Let's add something else onto the pile of everything we're already doing. That goes back to your time, right? You don't have the time for it. So what are we already doing and how can we creatively use what we're already doing to make it work in our homeschool? So the first one, motor and sports skills. To acquire locomotor, body coordination, and object manipulative skills in a wide range of physical activities for fun and performance. So some of the examples that I sort of came up with for this one are like your body and your spatial awareness, your hand-eye coordination, and balance. Can you think of an example that you've done? Just think right now of like in your homeschool, something you've done that's motor and sports skills. You were talking about church basketball, right? So let's go to the pictures of, so I went through for this and I started at the very beginning of my 5-year journey with homeschool and tried to find things that I thought would fit into it. And what's amazing is a lot of these pictures fit into a lot of the different six strands.